Washington, this is VOA News. Burkina Faso under state of emergency. Shooting stoked Jewish-Muslim tensions in Jerusalem. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Burkina Faso's president declared a state of emergency and dissolved the government after protesters attacked parliament and other government buildings as the army appeared to take control of the country. The army chief issued a statement Thursday that a transitional body will seek a return to constitutional order within 12 months. The unrest erupted as lawmakers prepared to vote on a proposed constitutional amendment that would allow President Blaise Compaoré, who has ruled the country for 27 years, to run for another term in next year's elections. The World Bank is pledging $100 million to help recruit more foreign healthcare workers to treat Ebola patients in West Africa. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, told a group of European leaders that nations from around the world need to do more to confront what she calls the greatest public health crisis ever.
We need more doctors and more nurses, more beds and more treatment facilities, more personal protective equipment, more burial teams and more ambulances, more cell phones, more SIM cards, more motorbikes and trucks and helicopters, more plastic gloves, more bleach, and more thermometers, and the list goes on and on.
Ambassador Power stopped in Brussels after visiting the past week Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia, where the Ebola outbreak has killed almost 5,000 people. President Obama says a decision to quarantine health workers who had direct contact with Ebola patients should be based on science, not fear. The White House was commenting on the case of a nurse in the northeastern state of Maine who was defying a mandatory 21-day quarantine after treating Ebola patients in Sierra Leone. The World Bank pledged $100 million to help recruit more foreign health care workers to treat the Ebola patients in West Africa. This is VOA News. Russia locked in a bitter standoff with Ukraine over a pro-Russian rebellion in Ukraine's east, agreed to resume natural gas deliveries to its neighbor in a deal brokered by the European Commission. The agreement, announced Thursday in Brussels, sets a price of $385 per cubic meters for the duration of the contract and blunts the threat of severe gas shortages in energy-dependent Ukraine as winter approaches. The deal, which requires Kiev to make monthly payments in advance of delivery, is set to expire in March of next year. NATO's new chief says the Euro-Atlantic alliance is facing many challenges from many directions. Speaking Thursday in Athens after meeting with Greece's prime minister, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg cited Russia's actions in Ukraine and ISIS foreign fighters returning to Europe from the Middle East as threats to the alliance's security. Iraqi authorities are alleging that Islamic State militants executed more than 200 people this week when they resisted the insurgents' takeover of their country. Iraqi security officials say that 150 bodies from the Sunni Muslim Abu Nimir tribe, which resisted the Islamic State advance west of Baghdad, were found buried in a mass grave near the city of Ramadi. More than 70 others were dumped near the town of Hit. Sweden officially recognized a Palestinian state Thursday. Swedish Foreign Minister Margot Wallström says she hopes her country's decision would help revive the stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace process and that other EU nations would follow. It was also a day of more violence. A politically motivated shooting is testing the delicate status quo between Jews and Arabs in Jerusalem. Robert Berger has more.
Israeli police shot and killed a Palestinian who allegedly ambushed a right-wing Israeli activist in Jerusalem hours earlier. Police anti-terror units tracked the assailant to his home in a mixed Jewish-Arab neighborhood of Jerusalem, where he was killed in a shootout. The police raid sparked angry protests by Palestinians, shouting slogans and throwing stones. The shootings are further stoking Jewish-Muslim tensions in Jerusalem, which have been escalating since the Gaza War in the summer. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
Hope is dwindling for finding any more survivors of a mudslide in Sri Lanka, which the government is calling the country's biggest natural disaster in a decade. 15 people who lived on a tea plantation are confirmed dead after a wave of mud rushed into their village about 190 kilometers from the capital Colombo on Wednesday. And the U.S. economy expanded at a solid 3.5% annual rate in July, August, and September. The Commerce Department says third quarter growth was helped by exports and spending by consumers and government. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.